see the mountains, feel the soft air. I have reasons to behold all the wonders that never cease to be. You're as timeless as the water. You're as gentle as the fields. I caress you, oh, Cape Breton, in my dreams. And you never left us. Take away your soul, and you stopped the tears from falling as you watched the young ones go. You're as peaceful as a clear day. You're as rugged as the seas. I caress you, oh, Cape Breton, in my dreams. And home are you be? Home are you be? Banish thoughts of leaving. I see the blue lakes, feel the passion. I have reasons to believe. There are places that will bring you to your knees. I hear voices, they are calling. I have reasons.
Welcome to Eastern Promises, the latest and greatest music coming from Atlantic Canada here at CJLO 1690 on the radio dial and streaming at CJLO.com. I'm your host, Donald Roberge, with a special pre-recorded episode this hour as I'm currently on the road coming back from the East Coast Music Awards in Sydney, Nova Scotia, which wrapped up only a few hours ago. I'll have lots to share in the coming weeks with respect to artists and news, the winners, the up-and-comers, who's had work done, all that stuff. But in the meantime, given that the awards are being held in historic Sydney, Nova Scotia, I wanted to dedicate the hour to the tremendous sounds as well as musical heritage of Cape Breton. Off the top, I played a Canadian giant, Big Pond, Nova Scotia's Rita McNeil with the track Home I'll Be, the title track to her 1990 record and a love letter to her home island. Of course, McNeil is forever linked to Cape Breton, but I'll be playing other artists this hour that have contributed to its reputation as not only a haven for the output of traditional fiddle, Celtic, and Acadian sounds, but also its rich legacy as a melting pot for a myriad of genres. You'll hear some traditional stuff, but I'll be playing tracks by the likes of blues artist John Hines out of Judic, Esquizani hip-hop artist Jurl, and Acadian folk trio Hirondelle. But to kick things off, I want to play new music by New Waterford singer-songwriter David Moyes. Here he is with Call Center Minor.
For nearly 30 years, I've been a miner man. I went to work each day with my cap and my lunch can. Now I work in the light of day to live and make my pay. Now there's just a few things around here that I've changed. I go to work at 8 a.m. It's the same time every day. Pit boots, coveralls, and miner's hat on the rack will forever stay. My boots are now black dress shoes, clothes are always clean, where I used to see the coal face, I see computer screens. No card games on the rakes, the carry men below. The pit rats have gone hungry, the men did not show. Time has come for miners to lean on a friend. 'Cause going down that coal town road is coming to an end. The call center miner is a new breed of man. To provide for his family, he does what he can. But for all the time he spends helping people on the phone, he wishes he was in the mine, working fingers to the bone. A miner's hands are rough and hard, callous, cut and sore. Some are missing fingers and can't work no more. Take these hands from picks and shovels is a mortal sin. A battle with the man is one that you can't win. No card games on the rakes, the carry men below. The pit rats have gone hungry, the men did not show. The time has come for miners to lean on a friend. Going down that coal town road is coming to an end. Have gone hungry, the men did not show. The time has come for miners to lean on a friend. 'Cause going down that old town road is coming to an end.
my alarm goes off and I groan.
Welcome back to Eastern Promises here on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal and streaming at CJLO.com, where we bring you the fantastic music of Atlantic Canada. And this hour, we're diving into the varied and unique sounds coming out of Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. It's all in celebration of the East Coast Music Awards happening this week in Sydney. I'm your host, Donald Roberge, and before the commercial break, you heard a track called Âme Solitaire by Sydney garage punk outfit Trash Brain from their 2022 record Hot as Love. An album that captures the frustrations, the anxieties, and the hustle of people trying to find their place in a blue-collar city and trying to keep afloat economically post-pandemic. And I felt that track paired well with the song I played before it, Call Center Minor by Cape Breton singer-songwriter David Moyes. That's from his newly released album Cold Dust in Your Blood, Stories from the Deeps. Originally from New Waterford, Moyes grew up connected to Cape Breton's mining culture. His father sang with Men of the Deeps, the legendary choir made up of former coal miners. And through his music, Moyes continues to reflect on the struggle of miners, as well as the ongoing evolution of Cape Breton in the 21st century, as the region reshapes itself in the years following the decline of the coal industry. You can find Cold Dust in Your Blood, Stories from the Deeps, on your preferred streaming platform. And apart from mining, when we think of Cape Breton, we tend to think of the breathtaking views from its coasts and the rich Celtic and music traditions. Here's an example of the latter. This is fiddler Wendy McIsaac and Gaelic singer Mary Jean Lamond with the song Horiana o Ratulio.
Gamma clue, chochic, the leecher, I kiss, missile, like I'm hainy, or no, Rahiu, Yuriva, Rahu, Gaila, or no, Rahiu, Yagain, a while and do a week's more, my boy, a good me hain, or short, no, Rahiu, Yuriva, Rahu, Gaila, or no, Rahiu, he me bat the mark and kill with some good and check and need the hoard and all. Rahi, you live or out, kill a hoard and all. Rahi, he me bat the mark a rua, she no shul for one need the hoard and all. Rahi,
Went to Memphis, clock sailed two.
Baby, so now, because I come to you, standing on the corner of BB King and Beale. My six string and a pocket full steel. We'll be right back.
right to that sun. I swear to God, baby, I saw everyone standing on the corner.
Memphis Sun Blues by blues musician John Hines out of Judic, Nova Scotia, from his 2025 record Memphis Sun. Though Cape Breton is more familiar to the masses for its traditional fiddle-driven music, it also has a rich tradition of blues, with John Hines following in the footsteps of great artists like slide guitarist John Campbell John from Sydney River and the great musician Matt Minglewood, who's based in Glace Bay. And before that, you heard the ethereal sounds of Gaelic singer Mary Jane Lamond and fiddler Wendy McIsaac with a song called Horiano Ratulio. That was from their 2012 record called Shane, spelled S-E-I-N-N. Mary Jane Lamond, one of the foremost singers of Scots Gaelic in the world, has a Montreal connection, having spent her teen years here before relocating to Nova Scotia. She's best known for her work on the hit song Sleepy Maggie, which can be found on the 1995 record Hi, How Are You Today? By Ashley McIsaac, Wendy's cousin. Horian o Ratulio is considered a milling song, or walking song, in Scotland, and it has a specific beat meant to accompany women as they repetitively prepare tweed, or tartan cloth. Cape Breton, or Unamaki, which roughly means land of the fog in the Mi'kmaq language, is home to the Esquizani First Nation, who have their own powerful legacy when it comes to song and storytelling. Here are a couple of examples, starting with rapper Jurl. This is Dirty Slush.
Let's roll the road, let's travel. Scan the castle bay, X rolls, then pass low. We'll burn quick, like most of us. Go in the fast road, stone in the back roads. Homie, I can't cope, but then again, who can? I'll convince them I'm Bruce Banner instead of Yosemite Sam. This is the new challenge. They think all we do is go to Dooley's to be loose cannons, when all we really wanna do is give you truth to balance. This is living proof we had it, won't relinquish the claim. We freely don't give a fuck, and hope you're thinking the same. Dope enough to keep ourselves afloat in this sinking game. Just don't view me like the Pope from the potency in my brain. They wonder where Jill is going. Rocking with Merlin, no one will rot in the world for no one. I would prefer to show them a ride through the dirty snow to provide for my girls at home, even if the audience don't notice when I am under their noses. It's in my DNA like radiation. It's in the reservation, radiating, resonating with the ancient heartbeat that used to shake the nation. Reminds us why we're celebrating education. Sometimes I'm lost in translation, hence the devastation. Perpetuation of hate from an oppressive nation. Shall never break us, won't let them fade us. Cause if you don't move the dirt, there's no success is waiting. If you do too much snow, it's gonna melt your face. And if it's water down and impure, it won't help your cases. You wouldn't even know what hit you if you never taste it. And that's all it really takes to miss your destination. They wonder where Jurl is going, rocking with Merlin Irwin. We're rotting the world for no one, and I would prefer to show them a
ride through the dirty snow to provide for my girls at home. Even if the audience don't notice when I am under their noses. Judging by how the rose words are hotter or is it colder? Y'all prefer this commotion, oh drop them another solo. So here we go.
Stay away from these slashy rounds. Release the rush. Cannot be a rush. Just don't touch the snow.
Le mundo got a way moon gets good. A messy bun bottle, I'm gonna get lost in the moon. Guess what can come on the moon? Tell me, Amos, will I walk with? Till the wet chicks when not get you to move. Take it if no de bunke gamu make move. Guess all they can come on the move. Done to do. Wonky dead fool. Midway dead fool. Guess it.
That was a track called Ankitet Mulnap by Second Generation, a group from the Eskazani First Nation, featured on their 2024 release Kinamu, a Mi'kmaq Journey. The band takes its name from the fact that a few of the members come from musical families, following in the footsteps of parents who were performers themselves. Earlier this week, Second Generation helped kick off East Coast Music Awards Week with a concert titled Road to the ECMA's First Stop Eskazani First Nation, a celebration of Mi'kmaq music and culture that featured artists such as the Marshall Brothers and The Relatives. The event also included Eskazani rapper Jurl, whose track Dirty Slush I played just before Second Generation. Dirty Slush, which features support work by the Marshall Brothers, appears on his 2025 release Escape. Jurl was nominated for 2 ECMAs this year, Indigenous Artist of the Year and Rap Hip Hop Release of the Year, for his 2024 album Girl Zhige. And he also took part in a hip-hop showcase Friday night at Daniel's Tap House in Sydney alongside fellow Cape Breton rappers Cobra and Damon, as well as City Natives, the influential hip-hop collective where Jurl first made his mark. You're listening to a special pre-recorded edition of Eastern Promises here on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal and streaming worldwide at cjlo.com. I'm Donald Roberge, and we're celebrating the music of Atlantic Canada. This hour, we're putting the spotlight on the music of Cape Breton in honor of the East Coast Music Awards, which recently wrapped up in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Having attended the ECMAs this year, I'm excited at the prospect of some new discoveries, stories from the week, and a few interviews. And in the meantime, you can find tonight's playlist through my link tree available on my show page at cjlo.com. While you're there, be sure to check out previous episodes. You can also access everything through my link on Instagram if you prefer. You'll find it on my bio at Eastern Promises CJLO. This Cape Breton band will be passing through Montreal on June 21st. Here's Port Hawkesbury's The Boojums with Burnin' Up.
No more, no more, no more. Je l'ai vu voler, je l'ai vu voler le ruban de la mariée, je l'ai vu voler le ruban de la mariée. Une bague d'or pour nos fiancés, une bague d'or pour nos fiancés, la main du curé pour nous marier. Je l'ai vu voler, je l'ai vu voler le ruban de la mariée, je l'ai vu voler le ruban de la mariée. La table à papa pour prendre le repas, la table à papa pour prendre le repas, le lit à maman pour coucher dedans. Je l'ai vu voler. Je l'ai vu voler le ruban de la mariée. Un jouet de violon pour nous faire danser, un jouet de violon pour nous faire danser, un bon verre de vin pour nous mettre en train. Je l'ai vu voler.
That's the 2025 single Je l'ai vu voler by the Acadian folk trio Hirondelle. The group consists of Elise Delaney, Michel Deveau, and Nicole Deveau, three musicians from Cheticamp, a francophone enclave in Cape Breton. Je l'ai vu voler was recorded live at Salle Père Anselme Chiasson in Cheticamp and appears on Celtic Colors Live Volume 12, a live album featuring performances from the 2024 Celtic Colors International Festival, the annual Celtic music festival held each October in Cape Breton. And before that, you heard a track called Burnin' Up by Port Hawkesbury-based garage rockers The Boojums. That's from their 2025 self-titled debut. The Boojums gained popularity by uploading VHS tape recorded videos to Reddit, giving their performances a vintage aesthetic, and they're now touring in Europe before crossing Canada later this spring. The Boojums will be making a stop in Montreal, playing at Fofones Electriques on June 21st alongside Welsh indie duo The Bug Club. You can find details about that, as well as their other tour stops, by visiting theboojums.com. I couldn't spend an hour playing the music of Cape Breton without featuring this legend. Here is a patron saint of the island, fiddler Buddy McMaster, with the St. Elmo Clog Set. Thank you.
closer to 6 feet under the ground. It's rested on the young, they said. Everybody loves you when you're dead.
Club by Glace Bay rocker Elise Aaron from her album Everybody Loves You, which was released in February. Aaron suffered debilitating injuries last September as a result of a motorcycle accident, but after multiple surgeries and physical therapy, she was able to launch the record in style, performing at the Mamburtu Trade and Convention Center in Sydney. Elise Aaron was also on the bill of performers at the East Coast Music Awards Gala on May 21st, and she's been vocal about how the support of her fans helped her persevere through such difficult times. Aaron will be playing some shows around the Maritimes this summer, and you can find the dates by visiting her website, EliseAaron.com. And before that, I played the unequivocal Hugh Allen, aka Buddy McMaster, with a piece called The St. Elmo Clog Set from his 2000 record, The Judic Flyer. That one features the great Marie McClellan on piano. McMaster, who we lost in 2014, was from Judic. He was known as the godfather of Cape Breton fiddling and was pivotal in both the survival and the resurgence of traditional music on the island. The McMasters are a renowned musical clan, with generations promoting Gaelic music from the area, including niece Natalie McMaster, with who Buddy collaborated with on his last record, 2005's Traditional Music from Cape Breton Island. Though the region is inextricably linked with Gaelic and Celtic music traditions, its history as a working-class industrial center has also fostered heavier, angrier sounds. And here's an example. This is Sydney's The Meat Sweats with Band in CB.
Yeah. nighttime arriving. And if you think we really care, we definitely do.
Can't buy the cake.
No, all the bars, they all shut down. Or won't look heavy.
By a lot,
the beat upon the ground. That's all I want.
We just want to play at your hometown again, like Governors, Black Diamond, Lil Vic, anyone, please. We can't promise anything. You know, we're still gonna throw meat, but like, come on, just let us play, please.
That was Band in CB. I'm assuming Cape Breton, by Sydney's The Meat Sweats from their 2024 EP of the same name. The Meat Sweats refer to their sound as groundcore and combine thrash and stoner metal. They'll be performing at this year's edition of Mike Fest, a heavy metal and camping festival happening August 21st through the 23rd in Thorburn, Nova Scotia, and that's in support of Parkinson Canada. For more information on both The Meat Sweats and Mike Fest, check out their Instagram page at @the_meats_sweats666. That, or just do a quick online search. Just be sure to include the word band, otherwise you'll come across articles on digestive health instead. We're wrapping up here at Eastern Promises as we pay tribute to the music of Cape Breton, or Unamaki in Mi'kmaq, in honor of the East Coast Music Awards, whose events ended earlier today. I'm currently on my way back from Sydney and look forward to sharing music and interviews, news, and whatever else I've gathered along the way. But in the meantime, you can check out past episodes on the Eastern Promises show page at cjlo.com. Tonight's playlist will also be available through my link tree, along with all the ways to get in touch. Feel free to send along music, news, tips, or just say hello. I'm always looking to spotlight new artists from Atlantic Canada. You can also find me on Instagram at EasternPromisesCJLO, where the link tree is in the bio as well. So I opened tonight's episode with a Cape Breton giant in Rita McNeil, and it only feels right to close the hour with another. Here are the Barra McNeils, recipients of the 2025 Dr. Helen Creighton Lifetime Achievement Award, honoring more than 40 years of contribution to Celtic music and Cape Breton culture. From their 1989 album, Rockin' the Stream, this is the Barra McNeils with The Island. For Eastern Promises, I'm Donald Roberge. Till next time.
Over an ocean and over a sea, beyond these great waters, oh, what do I see? I see the great mountains climb from the coastline, the hills of Cape Breton, this new home of mine. And we come from the countries all over the world to hack at the forest, to plow the land down. Fishermen, farmers, and sailors all come declare for the future this pioneer ground. We are an island, a rock in the stream. We are a people as proud as there's been. In soft summer rains or in wild winter winds, the home of our hearts, Cape Breton. Over the rooftops and over the trees, within these new townships, oh, what do I see? I see the black pithead, the coal wheels are turning,
the smokestacks are belching, and the blast furnace burning. Ah, the sweat on the back is no joy to behold, in the heat of the steel plant or mine in the cold. And the foreign owned companies force us to fight for our survival and for our rights. We are an island, a rock in the street. We are a people as proud as has been. In soft summer breeze or in wild winter winds, the home of our hearts, Cape Breton. Over the highways and over the roads, over the causeways, stories are told. They tell of the coming and the going away. Are the cities of America draw me away? Are the companies come and the companies go, and the ways of the world we may never know. And we'll follow the footsteps of those on their way, and we'll ask for the right to leave or to stay.